applications. So after using the Notify and Phone-a-Friend applications, would you say that the smartwatch is useful?
Very useful, yes.
Okay. Could you explain further, maybe?
Well, I only typically look at my phone a couple of times a day. But like with the smartwatch, I was basically in contact all the time. So there have been instances where people have been trying to get to me and I've been sitting in a lecture and I haven't been aware of it. Whereas, today I felt in contact all the time. And even though it wasn't necessarily a practical gain for me today, it still the feeling was cool.
Okay.
And I could see how it would be useful.
Okay. How would you describe the physical user interaction with the button presses? And did the buttons do what you thought that they'd do?
Well, I liked the fact that the buttons were big. And the up and down buttons were very intuitive, obviously. But the select, the enter button and the back button took me a couple more seconds to get the hang
All right.
of. And I started thinking of them like the four buttons as up and down and forward and back. Even though that wasn't quite what they do, that was sort of the mindset I was getting into. But it was relatively simple, yes. I didn't suffer unduly.
So did it help you in consuming useful data?
Yes. Obviously, the functionality is limited. It's essentially just sending messages to the watch. There's not much interaction, but it was enough to make me feel like I was, like I said earlier, connected to my phone, even though I couldn't look at it. It was enough. It was the right information was there.
Have you used any sort of device finding application before, phone finding application before?
No, I haven't.
Is that just because you haven't sort
Yeah,
of
I
had
just never
access
come
to
into
one
contact
or?
them with them. Never had
Okay.
access to them. As I was saying earlier, if
Hmm.
I had, I would have wanted to have used it
All
before.
right. Was there a particular circumstance today where accessing your phone was easier than reaching into your pocket or accessing your, sorry, accessing the watch was easier than accessing your phone?
Well, it was always easier. But the fact that there's limited functionality, you can't really interact. It's just a message, something has happened, a notification. I still had to go and dig around in my phone, dig around in my bag for my phone. So it wasn't necessarily that give me easier access. It was just more convenient, if the distinction makes sense.
So, have you used any other smartwatches before?
No.
Okay. Any particular reason?
I've never had the chance, just the expense. If I'd wanted to use one, I would have had to buy it. I suppose I could have gone into the shop and, asked to look at one, but
Demo it or
demo
whatever.
it, yeah.
What did you feel that these smartwatch that you're using today like impeded you in any particular activity? Did it get in the way of anything?
No,
Not really.
not at all. Although just sort of as a side note, tangentially related to that, having a vibration on my wrist took a while getting used to. It was a bit startling at first.
So I think you noted earlier that the convenience aspect did feature quite heavily in the notifications. What further functionality would you like to see on the smartwatch?
More ways of interacting with the phone. I played a little bit with the music functionality, being able to control what music the phone was playing. And again, that was just a little bit of a convenience because you can get remote controls on your earphones and so forth. But other apps which do similar things, which interact more with the phone, maybe let you scroll through your contacts lists, things like that would be useful.
Any more examples that you can give me?
Oh, one thing that I did notice was, it's linked to the fact that your phone is just sending notifications to the watch. So you get this, like a whole long list of messages which you've received, but you have no way of grouping them together or organizing them. So if you want to go look through your history, you have to scroll through your whole history. And that, I thought, could get a bit inconvenient. But that's if you're wanting to get sort of more functionality out. If you're just using the watch as a notification, hey, something's happened, then that wouldn't be an issue.
Okay. All right. So would you say that that's sort of a criticism?
Yes, I'd say a minor criticism. It's an area which it could be better in.
So okay, be area for improvement. Do you have any other sort of general criticisms by the device?
Just one thing. The button placement, like when pushing the buttons, I liked to brace the watch on the other side with my finger so that I didn't push it along my wrist.
Mm.
And it was easy for the buttons on the right-hand side because there's a space on the left-hand side to put my thumb.
Mm, okay.
But the reverse isn't true, that the buttons take up all the space on the right-hand side, so I'd send it, I had to brace it on the top, and it was a bit awkward.
Okay. So it's kind of an ergonomic challenge.
Yes, that's exactly what it was, an ergonomic challenge.
Alright, yeah, I think that's about it then.
Awesome.